Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Homeopathy World Community Blog Talk Radio, creating waves of awareness over the airwaves, via the internet, and by friends telling friends they care. Working in unity to promote homeopathy around the globe. You will be surprised how Sunday night midnight meditations can improve your life. There are no coincidences, and that's why your spirit has guided you to listen today. Gathering heavenly messages from friends on social networks makes these weekly themes a collaborative effort. My wish and hope for now and forever. May this message touch you in a positive, healing way. Let's go.
The breath and breathing and letting that sigh out and just being in the moment. And so when we do the meditations, it really does help to calm our nerves. Today is October 23rd, 2011. I'm going to do a shout out to my granddaughter's birthday coming up at midnight tonight. She'll be 3. And I also did something special today on one of my blogs and read a poem because my grandchildren are living far away now and I don't have a chance to be with them so much. And so just making a telephone call to them and reading a poem is a way to keep in touch. Now, if you're new to Blog Talk Radio, there's nothing really that you need to do. Just click that little listen button, that little arrow to play, and you can hear me talk. There is a chat line open, and I see that I have a couple of guests tonight. Thank you so much for dropping by. I'm going to begin with a poem. It's called Do It Now. Many people have probably heard it before, but it's really worthwhile. Here it goes. If you have work to do, do it now. Today, the skies are clear and blue. Tomorrow, clouds may come in view. Yesterday is not for you. Do it now. If you have a song to sing, sing it now. Let the tones of gladness ring, clear as the song of a bird in spring. Let each day some music bring. Sing it now. If you have some kind words to say, say them now. Do some kindness while you may. Loved ones will not always stay. Say them now. If you have a smile to show, show it now. Make hearts happy, roses grow. Let friends around you know the love you have before they go. Show it now. And I really do encourage you to think about these words of how time passes and we don't get the chance always to speak to loved ones and friends and say what's in our hearts and our minds and we have to be brave sometimes to actually do that. And that's exactly why I started doing these little poetry things. I made a blog about it, and I think it's going to improve relationships. There's one more by Burton Braley, also called Do It Now. It is very meaningful. Here it is. If with pleasure you are viewing any work a man is doing, if you like him or you love him, tell him now. Don't withhold your approbation till the parson makes oration and he lies with snowy lilies on his brow. No matter how you shout it, he won't really care about it. He won't know how many teardrops you have shed. If you think some praise is due him, now's the time to slip it to him, for he cannot read his tombstone when he's dead. More than fame and more than money is the comment kind and sunny and the hearty warm approval of a friend, for it gives to life a savor and it makes you stronger, braver, and it gives you heart and spirit to the end. If he earns your praise, bestow it. If you like him, let him know it. Let the words of true encouragement be said. Do not wait till life is over and he's underneath the clover, for he cannot read his tombstone when he's dead. You might think it's a little bit morbid, but in reality, it's like the songs that we have that say, make each day like, live it like it's our last. And because of that, I also want to give a shout out to somebody on Twitter. His name is Sam Danyi. He creates an industry with aromatherapy products for self-help and growth industries. And he did a great big shout out for tonight's show. And that really means a lot to me because he's got over 62,000 followers. So really, I'm sending him love and good wishes. So tonight's meditation is about thinking about doing things now. And that includes taking time out away from activity. Time out for yourself to sit back and relax, to get in touch with your breathing, to reduce stress. And that is the reason that we do the meditations. And I've got a number of the meditations. You can listen to the archives that are up there on Blog Talk Radio. So we're just going to do a little bit of breathing right now. Just take note of how you feel, whether you're sitting or you've been running around. Maybe you've been in the kitchen eating. I don't know what time it is for you right now. And just notice, put your feet on the ground, your hands in your lap, maybe straighten your spine, and feel your posture, feel your body. And for me, I have a little clock on the wall that's ticking, so I really hear it loudly right now. And just breathe. Notice all the muscles in your body. Is there a way that you can give yourself permission to let them relax? Just notice when you say the words to yourself, relax. It can become a habit. Your body can. For some reason, I had some glitch in the technology, and we just take that as it may. Just continue on breathing. And notice where the air flows into the body. And where it moves throughout the body. So perhaps there's some places that need energizing and oxygenation. Just imagine the air flowing to those places, healing soreness, releasing tension. Calming and soothing. Perhaps you can put your hands on those places on your body that you feel in need of extra attention. Whether it is your head, your forehead, around your face, like cupping your face, your throat, your thyroid, your metabolism. How do your hands feel? Are they warm or cool? Does the touch feel good? Can you bring that energy, that needed energy to heal into your body? And place your hands on your chest, on the sides of your sternum. How do your shoulders feel? Maybe you need to do a shoulder roll for a moment and relax the muscles, release whatever's pulling and tight. And then you can just give yourself a hug, putting your arms around yourself, feeling nurtured. How does that feel? To know that you're loved. To know that you can care for yourself and that there is a overriding power, creator, that actually moves the universe and cares about you. This is invisible. And yet we have an inner knowing, an inner knowledge that that energy and force is there, looking out for us, guiding each individual. Again, take note of how you feel. Is it different than it was the minute before we started the meditation? Let's take a big sigh. Breathe in deeply. Hold it a moment and let go. Have you allowed your arms to drop by your sides if you were still holding yourself? Just sit in a moment of relaxation. Are you seeing thoughts pass before your eyes, in your mind? Ideas flowing? That's okay. Just notice them and let them go. There's nothing that you really need to do at this moment except be in the moment and breathe. Thank you. sleep is so important for us. Rest. Time to rejuvenate, refresh, come closer to the Creator, to our inner selves. To find some inner wisdom and answers to puzzles that we have been searching for the answer, for solutions. Many of us have to, once we have these thoughts, bring them out, write them down, let them pass, and new thoughts will come. One of these thoughts will be the solution to a problem. You might not even have a question. That's okay. Perhaps you have a goal, you have a desire or a need. Get in touch with what that is. Continue to breathe evenly, gently, rhythmically, and smoothly. And on each exhale, relax more and more, softening the face, softening around the head, down the spine, down the legs, touching the earth. Know that you have the power within to accomplish whatever task you have set before yourself. Whether it is just to say kind words, to smile, lend a hand, be kinder to yourself. These moments of quiet and peace can reaffirm your commitment to do those things. Each of us are different, and each of us the same. We are all loved by this higher power and asked to give love in that image of the all-powerful and almighty. We are challenged to do that in the most stressful and difficult ways, with people pushing our buttons. And yet, we do have the power to come into our soulful being and do the right thing, say the right words, take the right action, Sandanyi says, true friends don't wish you unhappy endings. And every time you look in the mirror, you get to discover love's priority. Thank you, Sandanyi. We are all shining stars, uniting to bring in the light when we see darkness. Again, come into the realization that we are breathing together, each of us in our own rhythm and pattern, inhaling and exhaling. I hope that some questions have been answered in these few minutes of peaceful time, calm, gentleness, half asleep, half awake. The body is resting, but the spirit is alert. I had a thought that I was going to read some information about a healthy heart, and instead I just did a spontaneous meditation with the listeners. It is important for a healthy heart to reduce stress. There are many ways to do that. Through self-care, eating properly, nutritionally. And I was going to read from Gabe Merkin and Diana Merkin's book on Healthy Heart Miracle, about DASH, the DASH program. If anyone's feeling high blood pressure or has high cholesterol, and the many people who have diabetes are overweight and perhaps store fat in the belly, have histories of heart attacks and diabetes, these people who are at risk do have answers, methods to improve. So perhaps on a future show we'll talk about this DASH diet, which has been proven to lower blood pressure in 80% of people who have high blood pressure. And reducing high blood pressure creates less strain on the vessels in the body, the arteries and veins in the heart, the circulatory system. Think about your selections of food, your whole grains, vegetables, fruits, the beans and legumes, nuts and seeds and olive oil, all of nature's bounty, seafood, all of these things provided for you. And blessing the water that we drink so that it has a water structure that is loving and healing. These might be new ideas to some people, and it's always a good time to begin. Anytime is a good time to begin learning. The meditation is coming to a close. Just see how you feel at this moment. And send a prayer of healing to anyone who you feel needs it right now, somebody near or far, from the past, present, or future, someone who is calling out to you, and send them a blessing of healing. Imagine light all around them, whatever color comes to mind, white, purple, blue, orange, green, even yellow. Bathing this person in light. And energizing them. A distant healing. And I encourage you to come visit the Blog Talk Radio Homeopathy World Community shows. They are here for you. On Monday night at 8 o'clock Eastern Time will be Grant Bentley and facial analysis, especially for homeopaths. On Wednesday will be Dr. Atul Chimthalawala Kasim from India on heart health and homeopathy. He's been phenomenal, talking about hypertension. On Thursday, we have Vaccinations and Your Right with Alan Phillips. And then on afterwards is Pet Health with Christina Chambrow. Thank you for listening tonight.
Thank you for listening to Sunday Night Midnight Meditations with host Debbie Brock on Homeopathy World Community Blog Talk Radio, creating waves of awareness, empowering people by getting in touch with the vital force within, healing meditations, guided imagery, and affirmations. Have a blessed week.